Okay, now this procedure I only need to talk about for like literally 2 minutes. And I actually already talked about it, but I just want to make sure you make sense of it. Last time you made several plates, right? And each plate was spread with a different dilution of your original suspension, right? And remember that you labeled your plates 10, 10 squared, 10 to the third, and so on. Now, why did you label that first one 10? That was the original, that wasn't the original suspension. That was the first dilution, right? You took the original suspension and added it. I think you took 100 microliters of that and added it to 900 microliters of stuff that had no cells in it, right? So that diluted that original suspension to 1/10 of its original strength. That's a 1/10 dilution. Does that make sense? Then you took a sample of it and diluted it another 10 times. So this would be a 1/100 dilution, and so on. Okay? Now, the ones on the left here, I mean, the farther you are on the left, the stronger, the more concentrated that suspension is that you put onto the plates. So you'd expect maybe these first few, or first however many, to have so many cells in them because they're still so concentrated that all the colonies are going to just grow together, like little towns grow together into a big metropolis, right? In other words, the stronger the concentration is, the more likely you're going to have a lawn. Remember, a lawn is just a complete DNA layer. Well, a complete DNA layer, you cannot count individual colonies on. So it's worthless with respect to this experiment. And maybe this one's a lawn too. I don't know. It depends on your plates. But the idea here is eventually you should get it so diluted at one of these levels and beyond that when you spread it onto the plate, you actually separated individual bacteria far enough apart that when they grow into colonies, the colonies will still be separate from each other. And therefore, you can count the colonies. But remember, an individual colony, even though it is made up of millions of bacteria, they are millions of identical descendants from that original cell that was in the suspension at the time that you plated it out. And therefore, if you want to know how many were in this original vial, you do so by counting individual colonies and then multiplying backwards by a number that's appropriate to make up for the amount of your dilution. Okay? So if it happened on this one, which would be your 10 to the third, well, that is 1/1000th dilution, which, by the way, is 1/10^3. But the reason you wrote 10 to the third is because that's what you'd have to multiply it by to get the original concentration that you started with. Since this is 1/1000th of the original concentration, then the original concentration is 1,000 times whatever this is. So the first one you can get to that you can count the colonies on, you just multiply that number by whatever that plate number is, and that will tell you how many bacterial cells there were in that original 100 microliters that you took out of here. Okay, so let's say it happens on the 10 to the third, and let's say you measure 73 colonies, which actually are, I think, called colony forming units, CFUs. Is that what the book calls them? I think so. Well, that means you have in the original, and was it actually 100 microliters that you took out of this original one? Okay. So that means in this 100 microliters originally, there were not 73 cells, but 73,000 cells. Because you have to multiply by this. So it'd be 73,000 if this is the plate, and a bigger number if it was one of the other plates. 73,000 cells, because each colony-forming unit is one cell, per 100 microliters. Okay? Notice that that is a concentration of cells. Cells per volume. Does that make sense, mathematically? That's what you're doing. But the only other thing I want to say is, whenever you first get to one that's countable, and you might have one that has individual colonies, but there's just so many of them that you can't count them, then go to the next one. When they're spread out enough so that you have few enough of them that you can count them, then you can count them. But when you go to the next one, let's say that we had 73 here. Or let's say we had 732. Okay, just to make it... Let's say you were able to count 732 on the 10 to the third plate. What would you expect to find on the 10 to the fourth plate? 73.2. Of course, the 0.2 doesn't make sense because you either have a colony or you don't. So you'd expect to find about 73 colonies on the next one. And then about 7 on the next one. Right? Because each one of them should have 1/10 the amount of the one that's stronger next to it. Everyone clear on that? And if you get it too dilute, you shouldn't have any, or maybe one. But you lose resolution. You want a nice number, countable number that's not too big but not too small. Okay, go ahead and get your plates and do that. When you're done with your plates, tape them back up so that they remain closed. And you don't have to open these things at all to count them. Just use a Sharpie, if you want to put a dot on the lid. Listen to this. When you're counting your colonies, it's useful to put a dot on the lid right above the colony so you don't count the same colony twice. But keep them closed. You don't have to open them at all. Do wear gloves anyway, though.